What's in the news? Raising a glass to bourbon.
The bourbon sales are spiking.
It's undeniable.
There's no question. People abroad love bourbon.
I'm Steve Kaith in CBS News. That's a good thing. People in other countries drinking made in the USA bourbon. Kentucky makes 95% of it.
For the first time, you have foreign markets that are getting the opportunity to consume bourbon.
Fred Minnick has written about what is uniquely an American spirit.
And what that has done, it's created an $8.5 billion industry here.
But there may be a leak in the barrel. President Trump has threatened tariffs on foreign steel, and that's made the European Union consider retaliation.
The Europeans have looked quite hard at what might hurt most.
Vicky Price is a British economist who follows the EU.
And they have found one that they believe will have emotional appeal and maybe, therefore, change the mind of President Trump.
Targeting American bourbon would also hurt one of the president's key legislative allies.
The majority of it's made in Kentucky. Well, who's in Kentucky? Senator McConnell, you know. They're going to press where it hurts.
And Minnick believes trying to help the steel industry and an America First agenda could cost bourbon country livelihoods.
There's no doubt that President Trump's trade policies could hurt bourbon. The job growth has been unlike anything else in Kentucky. And if we start seeing tariffs come on to bourbon, I really think that bourbon jobs could be lost.
Now this, what's in the news? I'm Steve Kaith in CBS News.